Hello and welcome to Checkpoint Reach Podcast. I'm your host Luke Elden, and today I'm joined by Sud. How you doing, mate?
Pretty good, mate. Yeah, not bad. We're getting, you know, close to the end of this year now, so it's
we are
2021. Hopefully, a good year for everyone and good year for games as well. I hope so.
Yeah, so, fingers crossed. Let's hope it's going to be a better year than the year that we've all gone through. Yeah, so like you said, fingers crossed there, but we are here to discuss some gaming news, so we will jump into that. But before we do, make sure that you like and subscribe if you're watching us on YouTube, if you're watching us on Twitch or Facebook or any other platform, then please give us a nice follow. It'll help the podcast to grow, and we really appreciate that. But let's jump in with the news then, and we're going to start off with, even though it's essentially film news, but it does tie into gaming because I'm sure everyone knows by now what I'm alluding to. It's a Metal Gear Solid movie reportedly has casted Oscar Isaacs as Solid Snake. Jordan Vogt Roberts, I think that's right, long in the works Metal Gear Solid movie is pushing forward, and Oscar Isaacs is reportedly attached to star as Solid Snake. Now, when I sent this to you, you were actually pretty pleased with this, weren't you?
Yeah, you know, I think there's been rumours about this Metal Gear movie for a while, hasn't there? I think. Mm-hmm. I remember this rumour. It's been, I think, rumoured for years and years. So, I mean, I don't know how you feel about, like, gaming films. I mean, they've not usually been great, have they, to be honest, in general? I mean,
no. No, they really
haven't.
There's
been very few examples of decent ones. So, you've got to take that into account. However, with the recent success of things like The Witcher, I know that's a show, but and obviously they're doing, like, a Last of Us show, aren't they, and stuff like that. So it seems like this is kind of becoming more popular, so hopefully the quality will improve. Look, Oscar Isaac, obviously Star Wars fame, mm-hmm. of course.
Yeah, he was great as Poe Dameron.
Yeah, I thought he did really well. You know, I thought he was very personable and had a lot of charisma. So I think I actually think he's kind of got a little bit of a look of Snake, maybe.
I think
they can get it there. Do you know what I mean? Like, do you remember before Witcher thing where people are like, oh, Henry Cavill, terrible, doesn't it's not good. And then it actually, when it's like, when you see him in the print, it's like, oh, actually, yeah, he looks pretty decent.
Yeah, he resembles Geralt.
So I think they'll do the same thing with Oscar Isaac. I think he's got like the facial structure for it. I do think that.
So knows his facial structures.
Yeah, no, you know, well, just certain people's, no, because like, you know, you're not going to cast Snake as someone with like, I don't know, a dead round face or something, are you? Do you know what I mean? Like, Snake's face is quite sculpted and defined, isn't it?
It is.
You know, that's my opinion anyway. But I feel like I don't know, I guess
I'm with you in the sense that once I see him as Snake, I might change my mind. I just can't see it at the moment. But one of the big talking points, I guess, would be the voice. Now, are they going to go for the game style voice, or are they literally just going to think, right, no, we can't do that? They're going to just go with, I don't know, whatever voice that Oscar Isaacs or the director puts on onto the character.
They have to go for the David Hayter voice, don't they? Or try, at least, because
I think so.
Obviously, we know with Metal Gear Solid 5, with Kiefer Sutherland, people have a lot of complaints, me included, just didn't sound right, didn't sound like... I can't really say anything because it's obviously spoilers, isn't it, for Metal Gear Solid 5 if I say any more about that. But what I'm trying to allude at is that it just wasn't right, was it? It didn't feel right, basically.
No.
Especially when you first start playing, obviously, maybe when you complete the game, you understand why. But, you know, I just didn't think it sounded right. So they need David Hayter's a type of voice, you know, like gravelly undertone.
Yeah.
They need that, I think. And we don't know if he can do it or not. I guess they wouldn't have hired him if he couldn't at least do it pretty well, I assume. I mean, again, people, I keep going back to it, but you look at...
How does Geralt sound?
Similar type thing.
Because I've never watched the movie.
I mean, yeah, he sounds really good. That's one of the best things about Henry Cavill as Geralt. His voice is on point. It sounds really good. So it like immerses you in it because it's like, yeah, this sounds like the one from the game. So it's like...
Well, what could be a good thing then between the two is Henry Cavill apparently was a massive, well, self-proclaimed massive fan of the Witcher series. Mm. And Oscar Isaacs, I remember seeing an interview, it's gone viral, this clip. So I say remember, it's gone viral now. But the clip of him, I think he was at a Star Wars premiere, maybe, I don't know. Mm. But they asked him something and he said, the film I want to do is Metal Gear Solid.
So he must be a fan.
We
must at least have a good knowledge of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Surely. And, you know, with this sort of movie role, he will have played the games, won't he? I mean, mm-hmm. you know, you're just going to, aren't you? If you want to reprise a role, it's like, you know, any role, if it's like a role from a book, you're going to read the book 10 times, aren't you, to try and get, the, you know, like what the character's like and stuff like that. So,
well, you'd like to think so. I bet there's some actors out
there.
Yeah,
you would like
just do it.
Oh, there will be, yeah, of course. There'll be so. I mean, you look at, I always think of Heath Ledger.
Joker.
With, do you remember some of the things he did some crazy stuff, didn't he? Like,
yeah, reportedly.
Character.
Yeah.
I mean, he was literally, he admitted himself, he pretty much nearly went insane.
Yeah.
Trying to, you know, get his character for that role. So, and it shows, doesn't it, in the
performance. He's fantastic, yeah. I think that's like a universally agreed opinion on that as well.
Yeah. Yeah, so hopefully, you know, Oscar. I mean, I just got this image now of Oscar Isaac hiding in the bushes or whatever, like trying to get into character.
Hey,
like sneaking up on people.
Well, you know? I must admit, when you also think about this film, there's so much story in Metal Gear Solid. How are they going to condense this into one film, which obviously they're not going to do? So it feels like this is just going to be the start, maybe a trilogy?
Could it just be something separate? It's not to do. I could be original story, which I don't know how I'd feel about that.
I want the game story.
No, I'm not sure. You want number one, basically, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
And then,
yeah, I do.
With any team calls, you could do two and then three and then, you know? I mean, yeah. I mean, you'd have to figure out about like old Snake. You'd have to maybe choose someone different for like old
Kurt
Snake
Russell.
Or like, you know, solid Snake.
Well, that's who Snake was based on, wasn't it? Kurt Russell's character. I can't remember the film, but.
Yeah, in the 80s. And what makes me interested is obviously this. We don't know when this film's going to come out. You just shoot. I mean, I don't know if they say in the article, do they about a release date for the film or.
I don't recall seeing it.
No. So you'd assume this is in what? Early-ish production. I can't imagine this being out in the next couple of years. I'd assume 2 or 3 years before this is out.
Yeah, maybe even longer, to be honest.
Yeah. So because... I wonder, does this, what do you think now about a remake? Because surely you'd want to, I feel like you'd want them together. You'd want the Metal Gear Solid remake and the film at the same time to bounce off each other. I feel like that makes sense to me.
Yeah, that would make perfect marketing sense. And especially if you're going to focus on the film as well, playing into the game stories rather than a standalone story, then bring out a remake, get everyone hyped again. It's like, by the way, we've got a film as well coming.
We've got a film coming out,
You know what? I must admit, this is on my film bucket list in a way for video games, because it was this that I wanted, and I want Mass Effect, which, you know, I don't think we're going to get that, but this is definitely one of the films that game adaptations to film that I wanted, and I just hope it's not going to be another like Assassin's Creed or something.
Oh, did you ever see that film? That was so bad. That film.
I heard how bad it was, and I just
it was bad.
Yeah.
It was good. Yeah. I feel sorry for Fassbender because he's a good actor and he deserved better than that.
Yes.
Because that film was just not suited to him, and it just wasn't a film that should have been made. Really, it just wasn't good. So. And I mean, there was that Tomb Raider film, which actually was okay, was all right. That one recently, do you remember? It was like 2 or 3 years ago it came out. It was decent. It was okay.
I didn't watch it. I watched the
Tomb Raider film.
It
had,
with the Angelina Jolie. I watched hers.
Was it Alison Vikander? I can't remember if that's her name or something like that. Anyway, she played Lara Croft. She was all right. She was a good Lara, but it was just an average film, really. So I mean, obviously, if this film comes out and is good, it'd be the first ever probably really good in film. So
true.
Because I mean, I do have a soft spot for Street Fighter in the 90s.
Street Fighter,
wacky. I kind of like it. Yeah, it's kind of like wacky, isn't it?
Is that with Van Damme?
Have you ever seen it?
Van Damme,
Kylie Minogue, and was it Kylie Minogue?
I think she was in it. I'm sure I've
Kylie
seen
Minogue
it.
Yeah. It's pretty good. I thought it was all right.
To be honest, mate, I thought you were going to go for the proper classic, Mortal Kombat 1, not the second.
I haven't seen
that
one. Awful.
Oh, you need to see the first one.
Bad.
First one's good. It's like cheesy good, you know?
Right.
So it's not a great film. But it's cheesy good. You can watch it and get a lot of enjoyment.
Well, that's
it.
What I like about
Street Fighter.
Street Fighter one. It's just cheesy.
Well, the second Mortal Kombat, mate, do not watch. The special effects in that, et cetera, everything about it is just shit. Avoid, like the plague.
I will do, mate. But just quickly, you mentioned Mass Effect there. I know we always go to Mass Effect, but with the it being a film, I'd want it to be a series, I think, rather than a film, Mass Effect.
I don't think I would.
Like a HBO show or like a Netflix show or something, because could you really fit Mass Effect into a film? Maybe if you just told like the first story.
Fitting Mass Effect into a film would be easier than Metal Gear.
Yeah, no. I agree with that. But do you know what I think? Oh, imagine Mass Effect as a series. I don't know. I think that'd be awesome as a sci-fi show.
I don't know. I think I'd want it as a film. Well, I say big screen experience, but you know, cinemas, God knows what's going to go on with them in the future. But that's how I'd like to watch it, in the cinema, you know, big like Star Wars epic, but obviously Mass Effect.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying. I don't know. I mean, I guess we'll probably never find out. I don't know if they'll have
Mass Effect. Yeah, we probably will never find out.
To be honest with you. I mean, they're struggling enough to make the games, aren't they? So never mind a film at the minute.
True that. So, touching on Mass Effect that we briefly discussed there, let's talk about some BioWare news, because obviously this week it broke that Casey Hudson and Mark Dara are to leave the studio. All current projects are planned to continue. BioWare's upcoming projects like Dragon Age 4 and Mass Effect Legendary Edition will continue as planned. On the departures, Casey Hudson said, "It's not an easy decision to make, and big changes like this always come with a certain degree of sadness. I will miss being able to work every day with our inspiring developers on the biggest and most exciting projects I can imagine, but I also know that this is a good time for a change for both myself and BioWare." And I will also add in some Mark Dara quotes here. "This has been a very difficult decision for me. The team of amazing developers on Dragon Age make my life fuller and better. They have taught me so much, but the strength of the team is also what makes this possible. I know that Dragon Age won't just survive without me. It will thrive." So this is quite disappointing news. Yeah, nice words, but this is disappointing news, really, because it's kind of like the BioWare we knew and love from the Mass Effect days and Dragon Age days of, well, they're losing their top guys. Well,
yeah, they are. I mean, it's interesting because obviously they're two names that have been there pretty much, from what I can gather, you know, from the start of BioWare, you know, most of them, I think they've been there a long time anyway.
I think Hudson left at one point and came back.
Yeah, he did, yeah. He actually left to join Microsoft for a couple of years, and then he came back again. So obviously, I don't know if he did much with Microsoft or not, but so it is interesting. I mean, I guess it could mean two things. I guess it could mean that they were maybe always going to leave or something, and maybe, like, I'm just thinking of Mark Dara because he's more the Dragon Age guy.
He is, yeah.
And Casey Hudson more the Mass Effect guy. So with Mark Dara, I mean, Dragon Age 4 can't be that far away now, surely, in terms of, like, it must be 12 to 18 months away. I mean, that game was announced, like, 3 or 4 years ago, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a trailer dropping tonight, reportedly.
Yeah, maybe it'll come out at the end of next year or start of 2022. So maybe he's done all he can on the game, and he's like, right, well, I've done all I can on the game, and I see myself somewhere else now, possibly.
Mm.
Casey Hudson was a weirder one because, you know, we know the Legendary Edition Mass Effect's coming out. I doubt he had too much to do with that, to be honest with you. But, you know, he was reportedly working on the next Mass Effect, wasn't he? So,
yeah.
And that game's clearly a long way away, like 4 or 5 years away, probably at this point. So that is a bit of a stranger one.
Do you think,
I mean, he left before, so maybe...
Could be creative differences. Because obviously, as we know, EA essentially own BioWare. So if the people at BioWare are saying, like, this is the direction we want to go in, yada yada, and they just keep getting pushback from EA or the heads at EA, then maybe he's just burnt out and he's thinking, you know what, I want to change. Oh, well, both of them, maybe. Want to change. I want to let my creative juices flow, I guess, and maybe create new IPs as a result. So it'll be really interesting to see where they go with
this. We'll be interested to see if they, like, if they just literally leave and, like, retire, I guess. I don't know if they'll be retiring, but, or if they make their own studio or something like that. A lot of these devs do that, don't they? So
they do.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. I think, I'm just trying to think with, like, Mass Effect, though. It is odd. It is odd that he's, you know, the Mark Dara one, like I said, I can kind of understand. Maybe Dragon Age is, you know, coming towards the end of what he can really do on it anyway. You know, maybe he's put all he can into it and it's going to be releasing fairly soon. But, you know, Mass Effect's years away at this point, so you'd think Hudson would be there for at least a few more years to oversee that. But like you said, creative differences, and you have to remember that, you know, Casey Hudson, maybe he's the cause of the problems, you just don't know. I mean, you think Mass Effect 3 was under his helm, wasn't it, the ending for that? So
true.
maybe some people there are like, oh, I don't know about this guy, you know. But maybe it's not just, well, Casey Hudson's like the one that did the good Mass Effects. I mean, you know, he obviously has that in his resume, the trilogy, but you know, yeah. I mean, you know, you just never know. Maybe he's one of the problem. Maybe the people are like, ah, we don't want to go in this direction, you know, in case, like, no, we have to. And it's like, you can imagine that sort of, maybe there's some people fell out there and It's clearly not all rosy at BioWare, is it? That's obvious. It
doesn't feel that way. And I feel like I've got to change my... Yeah, I've got to change my method of thinking now as well when it comes to BioWare. I've got this like romantic feeling towards them because I like Knights of the Old Republic, one of my favorite games ever. The Mass Effect trilogy, one of my favorite trilogies ever, if not the favorite of mine. But
yeah,
it's no longer the same studio.
And even Dragon Age as well, you know, Dragon Age.
Yeah, Dragon Age is decent
games,
but not. I don't hold it as highly as the others. I just feel like I need to change my method of thinking because now when I see BioWare attacks, I always just think back, oh, I loved those games. But the teams have changed so much now. And they've... It's essentially like a different studio, really. The latest games as well. And obviously, I really didn't like Anthem. So now I'm just starting to worry and... I don't know, when I see Casey Hudson leaving, obviously I don't know the ins and outs, and like you said, maybe he could have been part of the problem now. You know, he's been there too long, and as a result, he is part of the problem. I don't know. But yeah, I've got to stop romanticising them now, I think.
Yeah, no, I'd agree, and where does Mass Effect go from here, I guess? That's the big question. You know, are they going to... I'd assume they're maybe going to bring someone else in, maybe, or maybe they're not. Maybe they're just going to carry on and
might promote from
see
within.
How they do without a, you know, maybe a head. Yeah, that would probably be likely, I'd assume. But just the problem with BioWare and EA is you just never know. I feel like I'm going to wake up one day and it's just like, oh, EA have shut BioWare down. I just feel like that's going to happen at some point. I don't know if you feel the same way. I can imagine that at some point in the next year, 2 years, 3 years, at some point, I'm just going to wake up and go on Twitter and go, oh, yeah, but we've, you know, BioWare's been shut down by EA. I still feel like BioWare are on the rocks a little bit.
Yeah, I'd agree.
You know, they're still talking about rebooting Anthem. It's like, just get rid of it. Just don't. Just, I think they're making a big mistake even bothering with Anthem. I think they need to just throw it in the bin, basically, and just focus on what you're good at, which is Dragon Age and Mass Effect, hopefully. And, you know, so...
Yeah. Well, touching on a couple of things. Maybe... for the Mass Effect franchise moving forward, having new, fresh, creative ideas will help rather than the old, you know, method of thinking with the series, with obviously Casey Hudson and stuff. So maybe this will help revamp it. When it comes to Anthem, I mean, I guess that because they, you know, put so much money into it that they want to try to make it work, but it just feels that's such an upward battle. That is going to be tough. And I do agree with you. I wouldn't be that surprised if I woke up one day and I just see the news. Yeah, BioWare is closing such and such division, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for everything.
Exactly. And it's...
let's hope not.
Yeah, that would be sad. Although, at least we'll get that Mass Effect trilogy before it happens.
Yeah, true.
But, you know, we know that's going to come. So, surely it's too late to be cancelling that. So, I don't think they're at immediate risk, but I do worry about their sort of mid to long term prospects. It depends on performance of this Mass Effect trilogy, which I can't see not doing well, to be honest. Because I feel like even if it's gets reviewed and it's like, oh, it's not even that much better, people will just buy it, won't they? I think.
I'll be buying
it. I will anyway.
Yeah.
Even if it isn't that much better or whatever than the originals in terms of, you know, the graphical fidelity and frame rate and all that, which I think it will be. But and like, I think Dragon Age is going to be another big test, isn't it, when that comes out? You know, if that doesn't do well and performs poorly, then are we going to see another Mass Effect again? No.
You make a good point.
It's up for debate, so.
Yeah, you make a good point because,
you know,
Anthem was such a big flop that if Dragon Age is a flop as well, we already think they're on the rocks, and that could be enough to tip them over, unfortunately. Let's hope not.
Point. And we've seen it with other studios before, haven't we, when they've like released a game and it's... they've already been on the rocks and it's not done well. You know, so it can happen to anyone in this industry. It's a ruthless industry, as we know. EA, as we know, are a very ruthless company. They've shut down studios before, so, you know, BioWare are definitely not immune from that.
No, they're not. And I guess, as this show likes to say, time will tell. But let's hope that... yeah, let's hope that these changes revamp the company and get them going, you know, moving forward and creating some great games again. Well, I guess that could be subjective, but you know. Anyway, let's move on to our last topic of the day, and that is a weird one. It's to do with UK gangs are stealing PS5s from delivery trucks whilst they're driving. Yeah. The Times have reported that PS5s, as well as TVs, cosmetics, mobile phones, cigarettes, have been stolen from trucks in movement on at least 27 occasions in the UK this year, with the figure apparently rising ahead of Christmas period. Apparently, the police say that the technique is called a rollover, which involves multiple cars boxing in a moving truck with a thief wearing a rope, leaving a car, travelling behind to climb close, gain access to the back door, and throw the stolen goods back into the car they've left. And I said to you, before we spoke about this, it sounds like Tenant.
Yeah, it does. I mean, obviously in that film, it's a similar type thing. So it also reminds, I think I said this to you yesterday, it also reminds me of like Grand Theft Auto or something. It's like some you'd see in GTA, isn't it? Like a mission you've got to be stopping a truck and robbing stuff. From the
it actually is.
It's like, that's that this actually is happening on the street somewhere, like in the UK. Like,
I know.
I don't know, like some sort of hostage, not hostage situation, but some sort of hold-up situation where they're just like holding up the driver as when I'm robbing. It's like, it's so weird. It's so strange. But I guess it's not too surprising because it's like any product that's in demand, you know, thieves will do this, won't they? You know, it's not just, you'd probably get the same thing with the latest iPhone, the latest tablets that were like brand spanking new or whatever. It's just anything that's popular and in demand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, because if they get all them, they're going to be able to sell them for double the price, aren't they?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. So, they clearly got no morals, though, as well. Clearly a bunch of tosses, but I hope that my PS5 survives coming back to me, because I've already had issues with my PS5. It was broke on arrival. I had to send it off for repair, and I just hope that when they, well, repair, they better replace it. I don't want a refurbished one already. So I hope it makes it back to me, but now I'm a little bit worried.
They're worried about the thieves.
Yeah, someone's gonna bloody hijack it.
I mean, you know, you never know, but I mean, I think you'll be good. I think you're safe. I think it's probably a very low percentage chance.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, out of that million, you know, not millions, I don't think it's quite millions yet, but out of the hundreds of thousands of PS5s in the country, I'm sure that this is probably a small percentage. I mean, it's a percentage that's unacceptable, I guess, but
it is.
I don't think you need to worry too much. I think you'll be fine. I just hope you get yours hopefully back before Christmas, although I guess that's a tight time scale now.
Yeah, that's not looking good. I only got an email yesterday to say they received it. So
yeah, I guess it depends. If they just send you a new one straight away back, then it could come before. If they try and refurbish it, yeah, maybe it's another week or so.
Yeah. So, well, I'm hoping for a new one.
Hopefully, you get it before Christmas. That'd be nice. Nice little boost.
That would be nice. I could join you.
You need to get on Miles, because it's great.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard. Spider-Man is definitely very the good. First game I'll be buying on there, so
absolutely.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, I don't wish any of these thieves well, and if for some reason they're listening to this podcast, you're a bunch of tossers, so yeah.
Yeah.
That's my
story. I think that's a fair message. You know, they're stealing it's a little bit similar to the scalpers, isn't it? They're kind of, they're not thieves, but they kind of are
immoral
to me, because it's like, well, immoral, yeah, so mm-hmm. They're not as bad as literally stealing them, but it's still not a good thing to do. So,
you know, no, I'm with you.
Same situation.
Yeah. And actually, scalpers have been one of the biggest problems, haven't they, of late? Like, did you hear some of the stories where people, like, they've actually bought off a scalper and then they're receiving a concrete block?
I saw one where they received, like, cat food from Amazon and stuff. It was just like a massive box and there was just cat food in it. It's like, oh, can you imagine how fuming you'd be?
God, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't buy from a scalper anyway, but...
Oh, no, but can you imagine? Well, some of these people, were they buying off, like, is it an Amazon Marketplace? Some of them or something, I think, or...
Oh, really?
Maybe
oh,
eBay, used it. That, wasn't it? So,
well, eBay have buyer's protection or whatever, so, you know, I don't know how the scammers are going to get away
with
that.
Some people were saying that, like, certain delivery drivers maybe were stealing them as well.
No, that was, but, yeah, that happened in the UK. They caught an Amazon driver on camera stealing. Checked what it was and then just put it back in his van and drove off.
Oh, but when he was at the door?
Something like.
Outside the door, that's mental.
I think he went and wrote, like, you know, the little, we tried delivering, left it, put it back in his van, and then just, you know.
That's so bad.
I know.
So bad. I've got to be honest, though. I don't know. I was worried that was going to happen to mine. I was like, I bet someone's going to, like, rob it.
Mate, I wish someone did rob mine now.
He probably might have got one quicker.
Yeah, no. But it would have been broke. So that would have been the karma there for them. Not that I'd have known at the time, but yeah. But yeah, disappointing. But there we are. I don't know. We'll have to see how this plays out. I'm hoping that
hopefully it dies down.
And I'm hoping they fail. But yeah, if you are a delivery driver, be on the lookout for that.
Exactly.
And good luck, I guess. Depends how many of them are doing it. I don't even know.
Good luck, I guess. Yeah.
So, good night. Did you just say?
Perks was last minute. It's a Dying Light reference.
Right. Yeah, I know. I didn't play that.
Because Perks hated the game, so I also used to say it to him, "Good night, good luck,"
just to rile him up.
He hated the game, so it was like, yeah, that was one. He always used to say that. That's what I always said. Good night, good luck.
Fair enough. But well, good night, good luck. Probably a perfect place to leave it. with the podcast this week, we are going to be, what day is it? Yeah, streaming on Monday, aren't we?
Monday. As far as I'm aware.
Monday, yeah. So we usually stream on Mondays on Twitch and also YouTube. And we've been playing the Gears playthrough at the moment on Gears 2 on the co-op campaign. So definitely check that out and look out for that to drop. And if
I was going to say, we're thinking maybe mixing up on Monday, aren't we? Possibly, potentially, with a different game, maybe.
Yeah, maybe Battlefront 2.
Yeah. Or we'll see, though. We'll have to see how that goes.
But either way, make sure you're following us on Twitch and YouTube. Make sure you like and subscribe. Help this channel to grow, and we'd appreciate that. And also join our Discord. Our Discord is in the description below. So yeah, you never miss a video there, and you can join in with whatever games we end up live streaming in the future as well. And if you are listening to us on any audio platforms, please leave us a nice review and pass on the pod. And if you want to follow the podcast on social media, you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at ChatReachPod. You can also follow me and Sud on social media even. Where can people find you, mate?
You can. And you can find me on Twitter at David10Spud.
Lovely stuff. And I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Leld, L-E-L-3-D's, and an I-N-E-M for Instagram. But anyway, thanks for joining me as ever, Sud. And we'll be back next week with a pretty big special guest, actually. So, yeah, keep your eyes peeled for that. Yeah, it'll be a good one. But have a good week, guys, and we'll be back again next week. Bye.
Bye, guys.